idea is where you've got these enterprises wishing to establish, there are more and more constraints with either industrial growth or urban development and so on. So available planning sites where you could actually locate a number of enterprises together for agri-food processing are starting to become somewhat limited. So the idea of this planning process was to establish through a due diligence process, look at a range of different sites and say, okay, where is the best site within the southwest region for something like this to be located?
Okay, and so essentially securing a substantial, you know, amount of land or region that can be used into the future when we might have more urban restraints and that kind of thing.
Oh, definitely, yes, and we've seen in Perth even some of the previous sites where there used to be agri-food processing occurring, they've gradually been squeezed out by rural development and by urban development, and where there hasn't been sufficient long-term planning to go in place to say this is an area that needs to be protected for this particular purpose. So that's what this is designed to do, looking well in advance and saying, where is this best located? And that's precisely what this study was for.
And this study has pointed out that a good place for this kind of precinct would be in the Bunbury region, and or at a site called Waterloo, which is near Bunbury. What is the appeal of that site?
Well, there was a range of reasons why Waterloo was chosen, and if I'll just go back one step in terms of the process. There were six sites were identified throughout the southwest region, and then all of these sites were assessed in a range of different ways, gradually getting down to more detail to work out, as we shortlisted, which were the best ones to really look into detail at. And of those sites, the Waterloo one has come out as the preferred option.
And what is the appeal of Waterloo?
Well, for a start, it's actually consistent with the Greater Bunbury Regional Planning Scheme. So it does certainly fit in from that perspective, and that's a very important one. But if you actually look at the range of things assessed in the criteria, it's things like the land status, the available infrastructure, transport linkages, impact on the environment or ability to manage the impact on the environment, waste management, because that's also an important part of any precinct, access to the workforce and services and support businesses, what else was there, strategic potential and social amenity impact. So they're the kinds of things that were included in the multi-criteria analysis of the sites.
And Neil, I mean, it is you know, something that is obviously a good thing for the fresh produce industry to have a big site, or I guess plans for food processing. But you know, nationally, we have seen some issues, particularly in Victoria, with you know, food processing not really being something that we could afford to do in Australia. Are you confident that we are going to be able to, you know, the cost of food processing is going to be able to be contained in WA?
That's a good question. Certainly, what we're saying with this is that we're identifying the site. It'll be private business that will drive what enterprises actually end up being located there, and this will also occur over a significant number of years. The idea is that you identify a larger precinct and then it would be developed in stages, and that would be very much driven by what type of industries are ready and willing to locate. So, we're not saying that a vegetable processing factory, for example, might be the best option there, but the site would have the capability certainly to include something of that nature.
Okay, so it's just I guess offering the plans for private enterprise to decide what would be best there.
That's the case. Yeah, it's certainly. I mean, government isn't going to invest in setting up all of the infrastructure on a we'll put it out there and then people will come in as they wish. It's very much about identifying the site to start with and then seeing what industries will do, and what drivers there are to develop in that site. But if we don't do that long-term planning, the possibility of this kind of a site will be compromised into the future, and then 5, 10, 20 years down the track, we'll be sort of asking the question, well, why didn't we actually consider that when we had the opportunity to, instead of actually having those sites potentially compromised?